move on now to some letters from Sermon Audio, which has been a tremendous outreach. We receive monthly reports indicating that individuals from over 70 nations have downloaded 29,000 of our sermons this past year. That's more than double last year's 13,000. And we're getting 250 to 350 downloads per month from the nation of China, 10 times more than last year. So we have regular listeners as well of our sermons, and from time to time they write to us from around the world and around the country. And I share these letters with you at this time for two reasons. I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression. This, God forbid, again, that this would be to exalt this church. As the Word says, man is tested by the praise accorded him. We read these as an encouragement to the small body of Christ here, that there is a remnant out there who love God's Word. When Elijah was discouraged and he was alone, and he thought he was the only one, I'm sure the Word of God came to him, and when he said there are 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal, that was an encouragement to him. Well, there are brothers and sisters around the world that have not bowed their knee to the tide of the times. So we pray for them, and pray that it would be an encouragement. But it's also healthy to understand the broader body of Christ and the trials and difficulties that our brothers are going through out there. Some of them do not have a good local church. In two cases that I know of, at least two, the only feeding that they have is what we provide for them on Sermon Audio. This is, of course, not ideal. The ideal situation is that people be part of a local congregation, but it is becoming an increasing reality, particularly in this nation where the church has become so apostate. So as we read them, take some time to also to maybe jot down their names, lift up their prayer requests. Some of these we might even meet in this coming year, if it be the Lord's will. They might come out and visit us. Others we may not meet until the roll is called up yonder. We do have a good handful of people also that we've been able to help find a local church in their area, which has been a blessing for them. So it's also a thank you to them, a thank you to our listeners in California and Illinois and Oregon and Virginia, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Arizona, all the 50 states, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, China, and many other nations. The first one I have is from Brother Randy Russell from Prescott, Arizona, who is actually, we consider him in a sense an adjunct member of Bread of Life. He's one of the ones who are blessed regularly by listening. And he writes, I continue to pray for God's blessing on the work of His glory through Bread of Life Fellowship and thank our Father often for the link between New Jersey and Arizona. I recently re-listened to the 3 sermon CDs on man's depravity, and I'm blessed each time I go through these, the exposition of John 3:16 as well, thanking you for sending those. As I said before, I appreciate and am blessed by your no-frills and straightforward biblical approach to the teaching of the gospel. I am tracking Pilgrim's Progress from afar. This was back in the summer when we were reading that. The study is so revealing and powerful. A visit to BOL is still high on my list, and God willing, will happen sooner rather than later. May God continue to bless you in the church at Bread of Life Fellowship. Sincerely, Randy. This is from Murray in Arkansas. I thank God for His saints at Bread of Life Fellowship. What a blessing from the Lord that I'm able to listen each week and follow along with my brothers and sisters so many miles away as Pastors Joe and Bill preach the Word, feed the sheep. Brothers, keep feeding the sheep. Another writes, commenting on a devotional that we send out. Amos would have rejoiced to see God's people repent and turn to Him, but though they did not, it was not discouraging to him. Oh, she was quoting, actually, a portion of one of our devotionals. And she writes, this is such a great point. Many are discouraged today as they aren't seeing numbers from their evangelistic outreaches. We must remember that God is a living God who is still active today as He was in the Bible, and stop trying to be the ones doing the saving work only He can do. Then we wouldn't get so discouraged. But be like Amos and preach the truth. This brings Him glory. Thank you for always sending these devotionals in Christ. Donna Heber from Maine. You could tell by the greeting where this one is from. Good day, Pastor. My name is Neil Mullix. I'm single, father, in my 40s, living in Melbourne, Australia. I have two teenage children. I became a Christian 10 years ago, but have yet to develop any maturity or accountability in my walk with Jesus. I don't belong to any particular church, and on odd occasion, when I do, I go to one of the big barns. So I remain anonymous and do not get involved, although I do very occasionally go to a small local church. I just wanted to give you some feedback on hearing you on sermon audio. You have challenged me to stop being a pretend Christian, and I think you are exactly the sort of person that a soft Christian like myself needs. I still have a long way to go, but you are harassing me. I feel like I'm headed in the right direction. I love the way you back up everything you say with Scripture. I just think you're the real deal, and I pray that lots of people get to hear you. I may not meet you during our time here on earth, but my friend, I will surely be seeking you out when we reach our heavenly home. Keep up the good work, mate. Really appreciate what you're doing. Kindest regards, Neil. On the heels of that one, another Aussie, Trevor, who I had actually the pleasure of speaking with a couple of weeks ago. He writes, "Greetings, my brothers and sisters in Christ and in our wonderful Lord. I've not written for some time, so I thought I would bring good news. As you know, I was once a charismaniac and would share a false gospel with people. But since I have been listening to you and others on sermon audio, I have learned the true gospel. So today I shared the gospel with a dear lady that I know. I asked her, has she heard the gospel before? And she said, no. I said, would you like to know the true gospel of Jesus? She said, yes. All I will say is the wonderful light of the gospel went on in her heart. She could see that she stood before the Lord condemned, but now she has turned to the Lord for forgiveness. The simplicity of the gospel and God's moving power of the Holy Spirit is a great joy to see working in her heart. Praise and glory to our dear Lord for her dear soul." And he reminds us that when he sees our picture on sermon audio, he smiles and says, good day. Later on, he adds that he was in the hospital for 11 days and has been through cancer surgery twice and two heart attacks. In addition, he has two children, two boys, and his wife, all who are not saved. So we can remember to pray for Trevor, his unsaved wife, his two children, they're young men, actually, I believe, in their late teen age. And he says that he will keep us in his prayers and greet the brethren and Pastor Poss, also Trev in Australia. This one comes from Canada, from a good brother and sister who've actually helped out in the ministry through some technical things that we've gone through. He writes, "My wife and I value your sermons and download and hear on sermonaudio.com. Your solid doctrine, Holy Spirit's work through your powerful exegesis and illustration. Recently, we had to work with a couple in our church who ramble on about the signs and wonders movement associated with Patricia King and John Arnott and the Toronto Blessing." This is up in Canada, right near Toronto. "Our Bible research shows us that this movement is fleshly, to say the least, that it reeks of a devilish distraction. They plan on setting up their healing rooms in our small town, and Nancy and I feel compelled to protect the flock and do what we can to investigate and help with the opening of their eyes to the worldly New Age influence of this stuff. There are several in our church we attend who are into this stuff already. We hate to see this movement grow in our little town. We don't want to idly watch the snowballing demise of true scriptural teaching and doctrinal truth. Thank you for all your great work, scriptural integrity, and sermons posted thus far. We were almost astounded after listening to God's Word so powerfully explored via your teaching. Martin's sincerely and with great appreciation, Martin and Nancy in Uxbridge, Ontario." Here's Brother Marcello in Virginia. "Just wanted to drop you a line to congratulate you on your new site. I like the fact that I can download stuff right from BOL, thanks to our brother Jim, not having to go through sermon audio. Also, very importantly, I wanted to thank you for sending me CDs." And he goes through a particular one here. And he leaves a comment on the sermon, "All Things to Work Together for Good," a public comment that says it all. He says, "I listened to this sermon for a week straight. It helped bring me to Christ. What more can I say? Thanks." Marcello is actually Jules' cousin. Vicky in California writes, "Thank you for precious teachings from God's Word. I have listened to your series on Amos, have begun some of your series in John, also Psalms. I'm always excited when they've posted a new sermon, was delighted that you'd be working in Psalms. Many of your teaching I've listened to several times." Then she goes on to ask a specific question and says, "Thank you for making your teachings available through sermon audio and precious in Christ, our precious Lord and Savior, Vicky." Chris writes this, "Hello, I hear you speak on Romans 9 often, and I appreciate that because most preachers don't really know how to approach that chapter. It's because they hate God's free grace and love what they believe is their own free will, in other words, the sovereignty of man, and teach others also." That's from Chris, who I believe is also from California. Our own brother, David Meyer, who today is speaking at a retreat in Pennsylvania, gives us this encouragement. He says, "An encouragement to you that it's easy to build a big church by tickling ears of people and telling them what they want to hear, playing off their guilt, collecting their money, and building a big civic center church that gives people their best life now. That kind of pastoring has got to be one of the easiest gigs in the world, especially with the internet at their disposal. But oh, I fear their future. But to labor amongst the sheep as a shepherd does, teaching and exhorting and standing on the word, this is a supernatural act requiring a supernatural connection. Thank you for your commitment to press the word against your hearers' lives week in and week out, day in and day out. I need to hear the gospel every day, every week. Coram Deo, David." One from Florida writes some personal things, and then I hope you and your family, your church family, experience a Spirit-filled Christmas. I pray that many will be saved through your preaching and teaching, and that even more will be strengthened. I'm looking forward to the upcoming sermons. You have no way of knowing the sincerity of this statement. I want you to know that if there's ever anything I can do for your ministry, please let me know. This is from our brother Frank in Florida, and we're grateful for our brother Frank in Florida for his prayers for us. This is from another brother, Bill. Bill is someone who listened to us on sermon audio and called me, and after a conversation felt challenged to confront his pastor, who was over 70 years old, on a matter of the teaching of easy believism and the carnal Christian in his church. And he's fairly close to here. And after speaking with Bill, he was encouraged to do this. He writes this after a response. "We've concluded 2 weeks of our VBS. I did mention to them about repentance and faith, not just faith. The flesh wants to see results for its labors. I was happy that I sowed or planted or maybe watered, leaving in God's hands the outcome, the promise that His word will not return void. On the last night, when the children's parents were there, my pastor, he said that you need to repent and believe, and if you're living in sin and are not willing to forsake it, then you're not ready to be saved. I was so happy, I felt like shouting." And he goes on and he says, "I'm glad that you are on sermonaudio.com and keep lighting the light of faith. God bless you, Bill." As I said, there have been some individuals who we've been able to help find some good churches in their area. One is Maria in London, who found herself in the midst of new evangelicalism. She listened to the sermon, Errors of Modern Evangelism. She's a Singaporean currently living in the United Kingdom. And as a result of some communication back and forth, she's been attending Charles Spurgeon's church, the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London. And she's happy to say that it's biblical at last. They hold evangelistic meetings every evening, which she attended, and it's so long since I heard a pastor actually deal with the issues of sin and God's holiness and righteousness in evangelistic meetings. And I can't tell you how thankful I am to hear that this church that Spurgeon spoke in is still preaching the gospel. What a blessing to hear that. That was from Maria Fung in United Kingdom. This one's from Japan. "Dear Pastor Poss, I am a new Christian, called out of dead and idolatrous liberal Christianity a year and a half ago. In this town of Japan, there are no biblical churches, so I fellowship and worship with one other believer, made a believer by the grace of God at the same time I was. Together we witness to others, to as many as will listen, but we're very alone. We are very, very grateful for your preaching. God has given you an amazing gift for revealing Christ in his doctrines, for explaining things clearly and profoundly to muddled believers. My fellow believer and I are greatly blessed by your teaching. We hope that God will give us many more years to study under your preaching. I live in Fukuyama City in the Hiroshima prefecture. If you should know of any Christians in Japan who might want to help with anything, finances, information, a place to stay, translation, work, anything, please do let us know, whatever, whenever. Our heart's desire is to live in Ephesians 2:10. We'll be listening to you both from now on. Thank you. God bless you and your Bread of Life Fellowship. Yours, Kyle, in Japan. Someone's from Pennsylvania. My family and I are greatly blessed by your ministry via sermon audio. We're from Western Pennsylvania, 40 miles north of Pittsburgh, and have been looking for an uncompromising, Bible-believing church or fellowship in our area. Everywhere we go in this area, the churches are consumed with the spirit of the world. Do you happen to have any contacts in our area who want to share the common faith of the Scriptures teach about? Our prayers are with you, your family and ministry. May we all grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your obedience to God. May he be glorified in all things. Your brother in Christ, Ron Walker. Well, we were able to recommend a church to Ron, after which he writes again. Multiple thanks for all your prayers and information that you provided. Your quick response is truly a blessing to me and my family. After a family discussion, we're planning to attend this church next week. I'll keep you posted on what takes place from there. We would also like to visit your church someday when we're in the area. I have family in New Jersey and we travel there. I would be interested in meeting the brother in your church from Pittsburgh sometime. He goes on to describe his son and daughter, how they're both now in college, also to keep them in prayer as one is not really walking with the Lord. He said, I got a chance to listen to a few of Pastor Paul's messages, for the first time yesterday, and I was greatly edified as I have been with your messages. The series on Amos was a tremendous blessing, and I'm greatly anticipating the series in Psalms. Later on, he writes, as a follow-up, I want to let you know we've been attending Beaver Baptist Church for about 6 weeks, greatly edified, met with the pastor and his wife, expressed their gratitude and all that, and he's continuing to listen on sermon audio when he goes out on walks, listening with his MP3 player. And our prayers are with you, your family and ministry. God bless you, Ron Walker. Well, last week, Matthew and Sandra got to visit them. You want to say anything?
We went there in October, and just to say, like, one of the hardest things, I think, when we find ourselves hearing good, solid preaching every week, as we do, thanks be to God, is when we leave or we go somewhere else, we're away, to find a place where we can fellowship on the Lord's Day where we're going to hear the same good, strong teaching. And since I've been a Christian, it's been one of the toughest things to do. But because we found this Nine Marks, which, you know, is very helpful in finding a good, solid church, and because of making the contact with the Walkers. When we went in October, the Walkers weren't at the church, but we got to go there and we heard and we met the people there, and it was just, I was just amazed that this little church with 12 people in it, up in the middle of nowhere, like, you know, 40 miles outside of Pittsburgh, nowhere. And we were there, and it was like we were at Bread of Life. I mean, it was like the preaching was so solid, and the prayers were so, I mean, God-centered. It was just so wonderful. And we did get to go last Sunday. Ron wasn't there, but his wife and daughter were there. He was sick that day. So we got to meet them, and Lord willing, maybe you'll all meet them one day. But just to encourage you, that's so, what a blessing it was to go somewhere like in the middle of nowhere and hear the same gospel preached. It was just a blessing. So,
thank you. You know, why don't we pray for them? Lord, we pray for our brother Ron and his family and his son and daughter. And we pray, oh Lord, that his son and daughter are at college and affected by so many influences in the world, that you would draw them close to yourself, that, Lord, they would see the the emptiness of the world and its ways, and would all the more be drawn to your truth. And we pray for our brethren at Beaver Baptist Church, and we would ask you, Father, for your blessing to be upon them even this morning as they gather for worship, that they would glorify you in Jesus' name. This is from Oregon, and a combination of a couple of letters. Thank you for posting your sermons online. We've been in search for a church, but we haven't found one that isn't emergent or charismatic or Calvary Chapel or works-dominated or seeker-sensitive or easy-believism or whole-in-your-heart salvationism or believe-in-yourselfism or Jesus-does-ism. He says, I wish there was a such thing as an ism-free church. As we listen to more from this series, we're blessed all the more. You've explained some things that we have never known before, that it is finally clear, making those studies more clear too. I certainly realize that only the Holy Spirit's teaching it's only the Holy Spirit's teaching that we really learn by. We will keep listening. And then he writes in a second letter, your ministry has been encouraging. We're part of a church that really has a lot of Arminianism and antinomianism, and it's not so easy. This is what he was part of. It's not so easy to relearn. Maybe there's some brothers or sisters here who can identify with this. Not so easy to relearn or unlearn. Your teaching has been very good and continues to teach us as we go through the process. We are jittery over every teaching now, as it's hard to accept things unless the Bible is used as the focus. We've heard a lot of teaching that spends 95% on Calvin or Luther and 5% Bible. It's hard to accept that. It used to be that we would listen to a little Calvinism and run out. Now we listen to a little Arminianism and we run out because we see how man-centered instead of Christ-centered it is. I guess either camp can get that way and give more credit to man, which is definitely very true. We very much appreciate your expository preaching and want to thank you so much. Then he gives this illustration, which I think is a beautiful one. We're fish sitting, goldfish, for a neighbor in town. And he lives, this fish lives in a small bowl. And when the fish is sitting in its own waste long enough, the water is pretty murky and the oxygen is low. The fish has to slurp air from the top of the water. Its fins are all droopy and its fish has no life. You can catch it really easy after the water gets changed. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but I guess you could. After the water gets changed and it's all clean, its fins are all perky and it swims back and forth and doesn't slurp air from the top of the water. It can breathe how it's supposed to through its gills. Finding a church is like that to us. Without one, we're like the fish in murky waste-filled water, quite lifeless and easy to catch. What a breath of fresh air to us would a church with clean water be. Your ministry does add fresh water to us, and we are thankful for that. All praise belongs to Him. We want to thank His ministers too, Jeff from Oregon. Look, we all know brothers and sisters who have been outside of the church and living like that fish in that murky water, you know, and that's the result of it. That really is. When we get away from the brothers and sisters, when we get away from fellowship, when we get away from the encouragement that the preaching of the Word, that the body of Christ, we're like that fish just gasping around. And we could be thankful when we come back into the house of the Lord and hear His voice and are refreshed. Michelle from Orlando, Florida, writes of the sermon Chain of Five. This is an amazing encouragement to all believers. Glory to God. He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. The sermon demonstrates it straight from the Scriptures. Bless you, Pastor Poss. At this very moment, my prayer is that you remain a voice for God, to remain faithful. Blessings on you, your family, your flock, and your studies. I attend Cornerstone Church. I would listen to my pastor's sermons on sermon downloads and came across the sermons of Pastor Poss. I'm trying to evangelize my family. I have a brother in New Jersey, and I'm going to refer Pastor Poss's sermons for him to listen to. And she writes to us from Cornerstone Church, which is the church that our sister who attends here when she's on break, Nicole, goes to. And they didn't even know that. She just happened to find our sermons down there about us. So a blessing from Florida. Jim in Vermont speaking of the message, The Errors of Modern Evangelism, says, I've just left a church where the preacher would never preach a convicting message, but would often ask people to take Jesus into their heart at the end of a weak message. Sadly, that is the way that is common up here in Vermont. I found the Doctrines of Grace Church in Burlington area where the Counsel of God is powerfully preached. I heard Elder Poss talking about the guy in Florida with the large following claiming to be Jesus. Is that nuts or what? Thank God for sermon audio and a good internet connection and my primary source of living hope for 2 years right now. That, in other words, for 2 years while he was thriving in that murky environment, he was thriving on sermon audio. I'm in my third week at Christ Memorial, which is that new church, and his mighty grip, Jim from Vermont. And lastly, here's one who wishes to remain anonymous. Hi, thank you so much for this message, the carnal Christian. I have been struggling of late with thoughts that I am not a Christian, but am guilty because of my sin, not willful, but that which I hate and loathe, and am condemned and on my way to hell. This must be the attack of the enemy camp, I assume. I need to go back to the elementary things. We're saved by grace. Christ did it all. He has justified and covered me with His righteousness, and I am safe in Him, which I believe by faith per His grace. He has cleansed me from all unrighteousness. Christ has covered me and bought me with His precious blood. Your message helped me as you went through the things a true believer has in his life. Yes, my mind is constantly on Him. I go to bed and I wake up thinking of Him and talking to Him. I love Him and His Word and His ways, and I am so far from being sanctified completely, but my mind is on Him. I know I am Christ. I know He will help us and make us endure until the end in Him. Thank you for the help on how to know. Praise the Lord. So that's just a little bit. It's probably about half the letters, plus they're significantly edited and things taken out that really don't necessarily apply to the congregation at large. They're an encouragement to us when we receive them, and I pray that they were an encouragement to you in hearing them.